Today is week four, day four. In Hebrews 14:13, we read, "And before him no creature is hidden, but all are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Hebrews 14:13. Principles from hearing from God. Our God is my Father. My Father has a plan for my life, and my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Yesterday, we learned that the gift of the word of knowledge is the gift whereby the Holy Spirit manifests his presence by making known to a believer something they could have not known about someone or something by their own intellect. Many times the word of knowledge is called a premonition, and this is called that by people who don't know about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This gift is manifesting in them, but they don't know how to use it or for what it is to be used. As we said yesterday, many times the gift of prophecy is coupled with word of knowledge. And that's what we want to take a look at today. We want to take a look at a coupling of prophecy and word of knowledge. What's prophecy again? Prophecy is the gift whereby the Holy Spirit manifests his presence by speaking in first person through a believer to another believer or to the church. Word of knowledge is the gift whereby the Holy Spirit manifests his presence by making known to a believer something they could have not known about someone or something by their own intellect. I remember I was on an airplane. I was flying back from preaching a parish mission in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm flying back, and you probably think that I walk up to people and hit them over a head with the Bible and say, "Oh, you sinner, repent." I don't. I'm more sneaky than that. I'll go into public places and I'll see somebody and I'll say, "Lord, send that one to me." And every time that person ends up coming over to me. So I'm there at the airport in St. Louis, and we're in the waiting area, and there is this woman, definitely a type A personality. She's got her cell phone going. She's got a laptop opened up, and she's doing some texting. All of this stuff is going on at once. This woman is organizing the world. I mean, you should give thanks to God for this woman, because I think there would have been chaos that day in the world if it wasn't for her. This woman was going to town. I looked at this woman in the science of my heart. I said, "Jesus, send her to me." I get on the airplane. The airplane, you know how they make those announcements? "Ladies and gentlemen, this is a full flight. We ask that we're going to have a full flight here. It's going to be uncomfortable. There's no more room," is what the stewardess was saying. I'm sitting there, and next to me, there's a vacant seat. Nobody's sitting in it. And it seems that everybody's gotten on the airplane. I look up to first class, and there's that woman. She's standing up in the aisle, and she is having a face-to-face with the stewardess. You can tell that this woman is upset. And, of course, everybody in the airplane sees what's going on, and everybody hushes up. And this type A woman just gets louder and louder, and she's like, "Well, that's my seat. I paid for it, and I want it." And she just keeps insisting on the seat. Well, it's a jam-packed airplane, except for the seat that's next to me. But anyways, she wants her first-class seat. And finally, the stewardess looks at her and says, "Ma'am, why don't you tell this person then to get off the airplane? I have offered you a free ticket. There's nothing I can do, and I'm sorry, ma'am." And the stewardess walks away. Well, people start clapping. I mean, this woman was a type A. Oh, my gosh. She comes storming back to where there's the only open seat in the whole plane next to me. And she's just, "I can't believe this. I've got to sit back here." And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh, excuse me, that you got to sit next to us." And, you know, but anyways, I'm a good boy. I didn't say that. I'm wearing my scapular. Now, a scapular is this big black thing that I wear that covers me front and back. Kind of looks like a great big full body apron. It's a full body scapular. And when I'm ministering, that's what I wear. So I'm sitting on the airplane in the center seat, and the aisle seat is open. And this woman sits down next to me, and she looks at me and she says, "Who are you?" Not, "What are you wearing? What do you do?" She looks at me and she goes, "Who are you?" And I look back at her and I said to her, "Are you sure you want me to answer that question?" And she kind of pulls her head back and she goes, yeah. And I said, well, I'm God's son. And the Lord's been talking to me about you. And this is what he's been telling me. The Lord's been telling me that you've been married 4 times, that you're living with a man right now, that you're a Catholic girl. It sounds like something from the Gospel of John, doesn't it? This is a true story. That you're living with a man right now, you're a Catholic girl, and you've had 3 abortions. And she looks at me and her eyes get really squinty and she goes, so? And I looked at her and I said, for thus saith the Lord, my beloved daughter, where have you been? I have been looking for you, my daughter. I know you have sinned and your eyes are cast down. Do you not know that I long to lift up your head and to look into your eyes? I am your father and I am rich in mercy. Well, as I'm saying this to this woman, as God the Father is saying it, it's not me, she begins to sob. This hard, forceful woman becomes pliable and just begins to cry and cry. Well, she begins to cry so loud that people on the airplane can hear her, and her body's shaking as she's crying. Well, the stewardess comes down the aisle and looks at me, but says to the woman as she's looking at me, ma'am, is everything okay? Like if I was doing something, it's not me, it's God. Well, I had the attention of all these people on the airplane because this woman is crying. I should tell you this. All of a sudden, this woman out loud says, God is in here. God is speaking to me right now. And she's crying about this. Well, everybody's listening to this whole thing now. Well, I take the opportunity. I stand up and I say, that's right, friends. The Lord is moving on this woman. And I'm telling you, if you need prayer right now, just let me know. And I'll come down the aisle, put up your hands, and I'll come and I'll pray with you. I can't tell you how many people I prayed over on that airplane that day. Well, let me finish the story. It's about maybe a 3-hour flight from St. Louis to Phoenix. And I spent the rest of the time witnessing to this woman. I told her she needed to get to confession, found out where she lived. There was a good priest there. I told her to go see that priest. She got off the airplane. She went to see the priest. She spent 3 hours with this priest in confession. She left her adulterous relationship with her boyfriend. She began to live a celibate life. She got involved in church ministry. And years ago, the last thing I had heard from her is she was considering becoming a cloistered nun. She had visited many communities, and she was quite sure that she was going to enter a community. And I haven't heard from her. I pray that that was the case. Now, you see how the word of knowledge coupled with prophecy in this situation is first God revealed something about this woman. I could have sat there and tried to talk to her about Jesus. This woman wasn't going to listen. But when her heart was laid bare, and then the Lord spoke to her, he broke her heart. And he was able to minister to her. Now, in your quick reference guide, that's hard for me to say. There's some things that it talks about things to avoid when you're ministering in prophecy. I think it's on page around 17 or something like that, maybe 18 or 19. But there's some things to avoid when you're involved in this ministry. I was going to go over them. They're in my notes, but I'm not going to. And I also wrote about in my notes what to do with a personal prophecy. Again, that's in your quick reference guide. Just turn to that. Read that sometime, would you? Because you know why? I want to spend the rest of this time praying with you. We're coming to an end. I want to pray with you. You see, God has given me the gift of prophecy and the gift of word of knowledge. If you have something, you can give it to somebody. Here's my Bible. I possess it. It's mine. I can give it away. I want to give you what God has given me. God has given me his voice. If you were to ask me, what's the most precious gift you've ever received in your life? The first most precious gift I've ever received in my life is knowing that God is my Father and that I am his Son. That's the most precious gift I've ever received in my life. To be born again through the waters of baptism, but to know what's become of me. I've become a son of God, and God is my Father. Number two, the most precious gift I've ever received, the voice of God. Since I was, I'm not sure, it's either 15 or 16, I have been hearing from God on a daily basis. He is the God of all comfort for me. He is the God that I can turn to for everything. And I want to give that gift to you today. So that's what we're going to spend the rest of this time doing, is praying for the gift of prophecy and word of knowledge. Now, we're going to start again with praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have been baptized in water, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit is Pentecost. God wants each of us to have our own personal Pentecost, our visitation from the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have your own Pentecost. We're going to pray for that right now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then pray for prophecy and knowledge. So get ready. Get ready to be blessed and filled. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we humble ourselves before you. What an amazing thing, Father. What an amazing thing that we should be called your children, and that is what we are. Father, we thank you for choosing us and calling us through the waters of baptism, Lord. Lord, but we're seeking a deeper relationship, Lord. You've given us this great gift of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we come to you now, and we want to surrender our lives to you, Holy Spirit. We proclaim, Father, that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We cannot save ourselves from our sins. Jesus, we need you. You are our Savior, not us. No one can save us but you. And Jesus, you are our Lord. Lord, what you want, we want, and what you say, we will do. Jesus, you said that you would baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we seek the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We seek a Pentecost in our life right now, wherever we are. We ask for a visitation of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would immerse us in your Spirit so that we are dripping with your presence. We surrender now. Jesus, take us into the waters, the water of life that is flowing from the temple of God. Take us into that water and baptize us right now, Jesus. We give you permission. Jesus, baptize us in your Holy Spirit. And by faith, we receive it right now. Jesus, you said that if we would ask for the Holy Spirit, that the Father would give the Spirit. So we believe that the Holy Spirit is being poured afresh and anew into our hearts. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming to us, Spirit of God. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. And now we just release our tongue to you, Lord. We just release our tongue to receive the gift of tongues, Lord. We release our tongue to you, Lord. Just pray with me. Don't worry about the words. Don't worry about saying exactly what I'm saying. Just let your tongue flow. Just let it flow. Keep going. Don't worry about what you're saying. Keep going. Just let those sounds keep coming. And you just trust that God has given you a heavenly prayer language. Keep praying in the Spirit like that. Keep praying. If it hasn't come yet, just say Alleluia, Alleluia. And when you get to the end of the Alleluia, just let Alleluia just form then into different sounds. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I impart to you the gift of prophecy. Receive it now by faith. Receive prophecy by faith and receive the word of knowledge by faith. I give it to you now in the name of Jesus. Father, grant to us the gift of prophecy. Grant to us the word of knowledge, Father. We just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.